Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine Dragons on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. It's a Monday, and we got here. It was already 78, so it's going to be more of the same of that this week. Very humid, very hot, unseasonably warm for this time of year. But a great weekend. Even Saturday when it was really warm, there was a great breeze blowing. Right, pollen right into your throat. No, but it was a beautiful day on Saturday, and hopefully yesterday for Mother's Day, you enjoyed yourself. Tim just got back from L.A. He was jet-setting off to California for a wedding. So how was the wedding? Was it fun?
It was fun. Yeah, I was in and out. It was quick, but it was great. We talked about it earlier, but these are friends of mine I've known for a long time, and they're both in radio. The bride and the groom are in radio, and then the groom's brother, who I'm also close with, is also on radio. So
it's weird that many people are in radio.
Yeah.
I mean, the groom and the groom's brother, both in radio.
Yeah. Right. And so the bride works on a show, is co-host with the groom's brother, and they're down the hall from each other.
Oh, so they're same company.
Same company.
Did they meet at the radio station?
They did. Well, because the one brother hadn't started yet.
Okay.
So they met through the brother, and then he ended up getting a job there. So it worked down the... So it would be like me marrying somebody that...
Kevin?
Looks down the... No, from a different show.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if you've seen the... I don't know if you've seen the way Greg Hewitt looks at me, but it's not...
He does give you the eye.
Yeah. And so the host of the bride's show, he did the... His name's Valentine. He did the ceremony.
Oh, nice.
Did you tell them about the possibility that it might not be legal?
I did bring that up. Okay. But they said something about the state of California. So it'd be like you saying a wedding for me.
Yes.
Courtney saying. So it was kind of funny. And they also, they're on the station that they're on, very similar to our station. So even during the ceremony, like there was a string quartet playing like Bruno Mars and Ed Sheeran and Maroon 5. Like the songs, that we play right now, like really, really, I was amazed at how recent it all was. And then during dinner, it was like jazzy versions of Bruno Mars and Ed Sheeran and Maroon 5. But it was...
we're committed to these artists.
Yes.
Even at our wedding.
Yeah. It was pretty good. And they're like, and here's the new one from Matt Kearney. Anyway.
Any commercial breaks?
Yeah. No, I kept thinking if during the ceremony, Valentine was going to like throw to wet weather in between the rings.
Right. Or do a live spot.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Ophthalmology and Associates.
The Flower Girl, sponsored by something, something. But it was good. So, and then these, this is funny, but among these two brothers, these friends of ours, fourth wedding. They've both been married twice.
Oh. Wait, so this is the fifth wedding?
No, two and two.
Yeah, two and two.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So my mom was quick to point out that among, because we're all friends, the brothers are friends. There's three Comedy Brothers and then these two brothers and the three Comedy Brothers, zero weddings. And between the two of them, they've got four knocked out. So my brother was actually in the wedding, and my brother's very competitive. And my brother, fairly recently single, wants to make a big splash at this wedding. So this is the same brother I told the story about how he was in this other wedding, and the next day at brunch, he gave the couple his wedding gift, which was the suit they made him wear just wrapped up, and he gave it to him. So he does two things. Number one is he makes handkerchiefs, because all these weddings that we've been to before, the brothers are both known to cry a lot. So Chris makes handkerchiefs and has them printed that says, I cried like a baby at Ryan and Jill's wedding. And then he's standing up on, it wasn't an altar, it was outdoors. He's standing up on the altar, and as he would see people crying during the vows, he would hand them this custom handkerchief he had made.
He made it, or he had it made?
So he's awesome.
He had it made. He did the design, and then he had it made. And it says, hashtag, I'm a baby.
He's not even paying attention to the ceremony. He's just scanning the crowd for criers. Right.
Just trying to get laughs. Trying to make an impression. So as if that's not enough, during the ceremony, we were outdoors, and there was this big floral arrangement sort of in the middle, and there was this huge bug that was flying on, and it kept distracting them from doing it. So my brother finally walks over, cups his hands around this enormous bug, and everybody's like, oh, like people thought he was so cool. And then you heard three people audibly gasp like when he did it. And then he walks over a little bit out of the way, and then he lets it, like, real theatrically lets it go. He spreads his hands.
Is this wedding about him or the couple?
You haven't met my brother. Everything is about him. So then we find out afterwards that this bug, someone comes up to him and goes, do you know what that was? And Chris is like, no. This is going to sound made up. It was a bug called a tarantula hawk. This is a real thing. This is a bug that eats tarantulas.
What?
Whoa. And if it stings you, which it commonly does, it knocks you out.
That would have been awesome.
The greatest wedding of all time.
And meanwhile, Tim would have been like, oh, of course, you have to pretend to pass out in the wedding.
Right. Yeah. I know. I would have thought he did it on purpose.
Tarantula hawk. Wow. Never heard of it.
Wow. I know, but I mean, I did a whole bunch of research because, this doctor came up to him and was like, do you know what that was? And Chris is like, no.
Yeah, I'm not a...
Yeah, he's like, it was a tarantula hawk. He's like, I think you made that up. But we looked it up. It's a completely real thing. So it would have been knocked
and
out.
Did it
luckily
look just like the bug that was flying around?
100%.
How big of a bug is this?
Pretty big. I mean, it took both. It was, you know, it took both hands to kind of cup around it.
Man. Well, that could have knocked a lot of different people out if it would have stung.
Yeah, it was amazing. So he got all the attention, but then I got back at him afterwards because I bought a really terrible hotel room that was a little bit outside of town. It was a Days Inn. And when I went to check in, the guy's like, oh, are you from St. Louis? And I'm like, yeah. And he told me this insane gambling story about how he was at Lumiere and he won like $1,000. And I was like, this is a little bit weird. This guy's a little bit shady. And then went to the room and there was a caulk gun on the bed. Like I don't know if they had been doing
they were
work
in the
room.
And said,
I don't know what happened. So
do you see how he over enunciated?
Yeah.
Cork.
Oh, I would much rather mispronounce that all day long than fall into a trap. So it was a good time.
Adele on Y98. Big fan of Adele. Dave Grohl. He and his daughter performed Adele's When We Were Young at a Foo Fighters concert recently. That's sweet. If you missed our code word for the 12K a day giveaway at 7:10 this morning, it is bank. Text bank to 72881 by the end of the hour.
Social media. Who on the show is friends on Facebook with an ex? Maybe like years ago ex.
Me.
I don't have any exes.
So,
nope.
I actually talked to someone recently. Apparently, one of the moms at my kid's school went on a date with you. We're going to talk about that later.
Did you just remember
Whoa.
It?
Yeah, I just did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One and done with Kev.
Yep.
I'm actually more curious about this than what I was going to bring up.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Me too.
So I would like to know, I would like to hear more. Are there layers to this story?
No, there's not really. Someone just said, did you know that so-and-so, this person didn't even tell me. Did you know that so-and-so went on a date with Kevin back in the day?
Like back when he was working on radio?
Yes. I was like,
were they set up?
I don't know. He was just like, they went on a date.
You were big on the one and done, weren't you?
Yeah.
Lots of first dates.
Right. Lots of first dates, rarely a second. And that's by their call. I mean, I'm just, you know, I know that shocks all of you, but yes.
Lance, what about you? Are you friends on any social media with any exes, or do you just keep them out of the...
So rarely go on Facebook anymore. I think I'm a friend with a lady that I dated in the late 90s.
Was she a lady then?
She was.
She was always a lady.
Always a lady.
Yeah, I don't think, I didn't really have an ex from high school, really. Well, yeah, late in high school. He tried to friend me. I was full.
Yeah, you were.
And
take that.
I didn't think it was necessary. And not that I don't care. Like, I don't have any feelings for this person. I just didn't, like, I'm fine.
I'm still friends, though, with some of my exes. So the Facebook thing wasn't that weird.
But, you know, you always hear about these people that have rekindled a love from years ago.
Yeah.
Well, that just happened. 30 years ago, this couple from Kansas City dated in high school. All right? They lost touch. Social media started. They reconnected on Facebook. And
just like Rebecca and Miguel.
Just like it. Is that that's a storyline on This Is Us?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She looks up Miguel on Facebook.
They dated for a while as teenagers, broke up 30 years ago, but they found each other on Facebook, started dating, and they just got married on the lawn of their old high school this weekend.
Oh, on the lawn of the high school. That's sweet.
It is sweet. So if you have like a rekindling, or what if it's a bad story? Somebody in your relationship rekindled.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But I want to hear it.
This makes Tim uncomfortable. So please call.
Call or
see him squirm.
Call or text us about, if you've reconnected because of social media. 314-531-9898. You can text or call us. And from Illinois, 618-397-9898.
All right. We still haven't given away those Shawn Mendes tickets. Coming to town June of 2019. And we're going to have tickets all week long. So keep listening for that. But right now, I know, 7:45, we need to get you to work. So here's Lance.
Sponsored by Account Temps.
We just talked about the couple that reunited, high school sweethearts, 30 years after they dated. They found each other on Facebook and just this past weekend got married on the lawn of their old high school. And we're talking about reconnecting on social media, both good and bad. Tim will be uncomfortable. We should have called this segment "What Make Tim Uncomfortable." But we've got some good stories too, Tim. But Sandy, don't go anywhere. I want to take you, but we're going to go to Amanda first. Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
All right, tell us your story. Amanda?
Hello. Did we lose you? Yeah.
All that time she held on and then just gone.
We'll have to reconnect on social media.
Call back, Amanda. Go to Katie. Hey, Katie.
Hi.
All right, tell us your story.
My husband and I actually went to elementary school, middle school, and high school together. He dated my best friend in high school, and then we lost contact when we graduated. 10 years later, we reconnected on Facebook and started chatting. And he asked me if I wanted to go out for drinks, and we did. And then now we're married with two children.
Wow. Oh. That's awesome. So it had been 10 years with no interaction?
Yeah, 10 years we saw each other every now and then, like, out and about in town. We both lived in the same town, but yeah, we hadn't talked to each other or anything, and then we had a mutual friend on Facebook, and he friended me and like hadn't seen me in a while, and yeah, just started chatting.
Crazy.
And both available too.
Yeah.
It was meant to be.
And are you still friends with the high school best friend that he dated?
Oh yeah, she was in our wedding.
Oh, that's great.
It doesn't matter.
Good people.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations. I hope you had a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Katie. All right. This may make you uncomfortable, Tim. I'm not sure. Sandy said it's not a good...
Oh, no.
Not
oh,
a good boy. Reconnecting
Lay
story.
It on me.
Sandy, tell us your story.
Well, I hope you don't fit in this category, Tim. Okay. I have two next door neighbors. A couple moved in my neighborhood. And at the time, my husband had known the guy, both of them, he worked with them at a grocery store in high school. In high school, the lady got pregnant, and the boyfriend at the time wanted to have nothing to do with her.
Okay.
This guy started dating her, so he ends up marrying her when she's pregnant, adopting the baby.
Uh-huh.
And then going on to have two more kids.
Yeah.
And he's the nicest guy. They call him too nice, and I don't want to say his name in case you know he's listening, but he... 25 years later, the oldest son is going to turn 25, and she reconnects with the dad, father of her baby, on Facebook, and 1 month later ends up leaving the husband and three kids for the father of her first child, and ended up and just left.
That's awful.
Like, the kids and everything. And her excuse was that this guy paid more attention to her than her husband, because all he did was worry about the kids.
Ooh.
So
he didn't pay more attention to her for 25 years.
Man.
Yes. Oh, it was. And then on top of it, she hid it. She got married to him. And then come to find out, he is a pedophile, and he can't be around. Her kids are older now, but he can't be around, children, because
Because he's a pedophile.
Wow.
He had sex with a 13-year-old or something like that, but it was crazy.
This is taking a really
Sandy, remember I wanted to hear bad stories? I don't think I do.
You guys all now, Tim might get uncomfortable. Tim might get weird.
Sandy, that's a lot of... That's made
us all uncomfortable.
It's a terrible story and not fun terrible. Really just terrible.
Great topic, Courtney.
Describe fun terrible.
I'll know it when I hear it.
That even when you knew what the first premise was, it wasn't fun terrible.
This hour's code word is Gator. Text that word to 72881 before the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000.
Yes!
Or enter it at entercomcontest.com. Again, the code word is Gator. Don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. The 12K a day giveaway. From Y98.
Your code word again is Gator, G-A-T-O-R. Text that to 72881. You have until the end of the hour, but you could win $1,000 12 times a day on Y98.
So I would say that Courtney's favorite show of all time is still Seinfeld.
Yeah, I don't watch it. I would still watch it every night, almost in reruns. Until Nick was just tired of watching Seinfeld all the time. My new one is now The Office, but I mean, I love Seinfeld, everything about it.
Courtney not only remembers things from the show, but if you tell her Jerry's plotline, she can tell you George, Kramer, and Elaine's plotline from the same episode.
Wow.
Sometimes you can, though.
Yeah, it's impressive.
You're like, oh, yeah, that was the episode where this person did this and that person
Griffin
did that.
The Merv Griffin episode is one of the best with the set. It was also the toy, the playing with the toys of the girlfriend of Jerry's and the squirrel. All right.
Okay. So since today is the 20th anniversary of the Seinfeld finale, there's a little quiz. And I feel like this quiz is going to be a little easy for you. So I looked up some other trivia questions.
Ooh. All right.
We'll see. These are just fact or crap.
Okay. Everybody can answer this, though.
Yeah.
Let's all play, shall we?
We shall.
Seinfeld finale had more live viewers than any other TV episode in the last 20 years.
Ooh.
I'll say true.
That's tough.
That is tough because Friends was right around there too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, I say false because like Sopranos wasn't that big.
I say false too.
You're right.
I'm going to say false.
True for me.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
76 million. It's still number 4 on the all-time list.
MASH number 1.
MASH number 1, then the series finale of Cheers, and then the Who Shot JR episode of Dallas.
Mm. Kristen. Spoiler alert.
Dang it.
Fact or crap, Elaine was not on the show until the second season.
Ooh. That's crap.
No, I think that's crap.
Oh, wait. I think maybe she wasn't in the pilot, but I think she was on in the first season. So
crap.
I think,
false.
You're all right, and Tim is extra right. She was not in the pilot, but she was in every episode after that. The term re-gifting was coined by Seinfeld.
I'm going to say true. It was the label maker.
Yeah, true.
From the dentist then got.
Who is the dentist?
Tim Watney, and that's Bryan Cranston.
Whoa. Wow.
You're right on all fronts. Yes, Jerry's dentist, played by Bryan Cranston, gave him a label maker, which was originally a gift he got from Elaine. The character with the fifth most appearances on the show was Newman.
Fifth most.
Okay. So
well, I mean, after all the main characters. Right. After Jerry, Elaine, Kramer, and George.
Wait a second. No, because it's probably Frank Costanza.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say false.
False.
Yeah, it's too specific a question, I think. False.
I'll say true.
It was actually an actress named Ruth Cohen. She played a waitress at Monk's Diner.
Oh, it's the one with the $20 bill with lips on it. Go ahead.
She was in 101 episodes. Wayne Knight played Newman in 45.
Wow.
One episode of Seinfeld included vocals in the theme song.
I'm going to say true.
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 I'm going to say true because we have those vocals.
Here's the thing. We started out with...
No. Play the real one.
Why
does
that have to... That like gives me a sick pain in my stomach.
No, play the theme song. It's really weird.
Yeah, just listen for the scat.
Is somewhere someone saying to their friend, you should see my doctor. He's the worst.
Oh, yeah, he's the worst. He's the absolute worst there is. Whatever you get, you're the worst after you see him. Just,
he's a butcher. Beak.
A man's a butcher.
Oh.
And then there's always that, make sure that you tell him that, you know me. Why? What's the difference? He's a doctor. What is he? Oh, you know Bob.
Maybe.
Oh, okay, I'll give him real medicine.
Isn't that weird?
It's weird.
Glad they got rid of that.
If you watch the show Southern Charm, they have a theme song that's highly annoying like that with lots of beep-beep-beep-beep.
Oh. Yeah, I'm glad they got rid of that. You want a few more? Let's just quiz Courtney, see if she can get these. This is not fact or crap. This is you need the answer.
That's rude.
What's the name of the restaurant where George gets Steinbrenner's calzones?
I don't know.
Paisanos.
Yeah.
When Calvin Klein steals Kramer's cologne idea, what name do they give it?
It's like the ocean.
Ocean, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Which was the beach.
Which of the following is not an occupation George lies about having? Marine biologist, latex salesman, neurosurgeon, architect.
Neurosurgeon.
Yep. Why does Kramer?
He knows his limits.
Yeah.
Why does Kramer hate doctors?
I don't know.
They botched his vasectomy.
Oh.
And what is Jerry's alternative to God bless you when someone sneezes?
Oh, you're so good looking.
Thank you. Here's Lance with traffic.
Let's start in the middle. 6440 eastbound's going to slow right before.
Ellen Riggle, congratulations. Heading to Shawn Mendes in a short 13 months. It's going to be fantastic at Scott Trade. We're giving away tickets to see Shawn Mendes all week long. So another chance tomorrow. And Paul Cook has some tickets to give away to Christina Aguilera at the Peabody Opera House. That show's in November. So that's coming up a little bit sooner. So listen to Paul after 2 o'clock this afternoon. And all week long, he's giving away pairs of tickets to see Xtina.
We talked about Mother's Day being yesterday. I forgot to tell you, but I had a crazy day traveling back, and I was like, oh, I haven't talked to my grandmother today. I should give her a call. So I called her.
Is this the grandmother that took a piece of cake out to your parking so she could throw it at somebody that was in
motorcycle.
There was a motorcycle that was in the handicapped spot that was kind of blocking the way that she got in and out of the car. So as she left my apartment, she goes, oh, can I take a piece of cake for the road? And I'm like, that's weird. And then she went up to throw it at this motorcycle, and my uncle knocked it out of her hand, fortunately.
So but disappointing.
Yes, I know.
That grandmother. So you'll enjoy this. I call her. It's like, she lives in California, so it's a little earlier out there. So it's like 7 o'clock her time. And, we're talking. We're catching up. I'm asking her how she spent the day. And, she's catching up on the family that she's out there. And we talked for probably 6-7 minutes. And then she says, she's like, all right, I got to go. I'm getting dirty looks. I'm in a movie.
Your grandma.
I love her.
Wow. That's
awesome.
What was she seeing?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I was like, okay, bye. I got off as quickly as possible. I'll find out.
Avengers?
It could have been. Who knows? She really likes Chris Hemsworth, so it's possible. Oh, it made me laugh so hard.
We got to call her one day.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's
she
her
love
first
it.
Name?
Marianne.
Marianne.
Yeah.
I love her.
I know.
You guys get along real well.
She's a firecracker.
She, when I first got a demerit in grade school, or at prior, so like in seventh grade, and I got my first detention, my parents were very upset, and my grandmother took me out to lunch.
Marianne. Oh, Entertainment Schmig. I don't know that the celebrities can top that.
Oh,
although I think we figured out why Lance was off on Friday. I'll explain in a celebrity story coming up in the next 6 minutes on Y98. Schmig. Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today. I know why Lance took Friday off.
Okay.
You were celebrating Drew Scott's wedding. One of the Property Brothers. I know it. I know it.
I need the Courtney shirt. Nope.
Lance is not a big fan, but Drew Scott from Property Brothers on HGTV got married. I also know you weren't there because it was in Italy.
I'd
rather gone to Italy just to be in Italy rather than a wedding.
No kidding. And this is for Courtney. Shaq threw out the first pitch at a Marlins game And as he was walking out onto the field, he carried Judge Judy. Did you see the picture?
I did. And did you also notice there is no one in the stands?
Oh, no. Their minor league team gets more.
There's like four people.
Oh, that's
And Judge
hilarious.
Judy, apparently, which I didn't know this, because, you know, the Marlins owner is one of the most hated owners in all of sports. It's her cousin.
Yeah.
Don't they have new owners with
do they?
Jeter and...
It didn't say that. It said, what was his name?
Jeffrey Loria, I think.
Oh, that's... Yeah, he used to own them.
I don't remember the name.
Is that who she's related to?
No, she's the cousin of Marlins owner Bruce Sherman.
Oh.
Oh, he must be one of the new guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there's nobody there.
No one there.
Nope. SNL, some highlights from this weekend with Amy Schumer hosting online at Y98.com. The opening monologue, all of the cast members were there with their moms. And as they run down the list, every single mom complains that the cast is really too hard on President Trump. Yeah. They're all big fans.
And too many political sketches and such. Yes.
Also, The Day You Were Born, is that online at Y98.com?
Yes. It's funny.
Yeah. Drake with an interesting collaboration. Paul Anka released a statement saying, I'm working with a brilliant young artist who is hot as you can get right now. A fellow young Canadian, and his name is Drake.
Wow.
I feel like this should be the other way around. Like Drake saying, I am working with an artist, a fellow Canadian, and his name is Paul Anka. Like, who's a more household name, Drake or Paul Anka?
I love that Paul Anka thinks he's young.
Yeah.
A fellow young Canadian. Paul. No.
Yes.
Dranka.
Fellow Canadian, yeah. Maybe. Young?
I like Dranka. I think that should be their collabo name.
Check it out.
Avengers, number one again this weekend at the box office. More than half a billion in the U.S. alone. Followed by Life of the Party, which made $18.5 million. You should be proud of $18.5 million, but next to the Avengers, it sounds like 25 cents. And Breaking In came in third. We mentioned at 6:40 that Lethal Weapon is getting a third season, but without Clayne Crawford, and he's been replaced by Sean William Scott, Stifler, in the American Pie movies. We feel like it's an upgrade. Lots of commencement speeches happening right now and lots of celebrities being tapped to give them. Chadwick Boseman gave the commencement speech at Howard University. Pretty cool to have Black Panther delivering your commencement speech. And Oprah gave the commencement speech at USC School of Communication and Journalism on Friday.
When you guys graduated from college, because I didn't, don't take my path, kids. Did you have anyone, was that at the time when they didn't have cool people do commencement speeches?
I didn't go to mine.
You didn't?
My family went, it was on a cruise, so.
Because Jen, at some point, the progressive chick could give yours.
Oh, Flo.
Flo went to your school?
Yeah.
No
kidding.
Flo
went to Binghamton University, so did Andy Grammer. He did not graduate. And Ingrid Michaelson.
Oh, wow.
And Paul Reiser. And one of the Baldwin brothers.
Wow.
Which Baldwin? That's pretty crucial.
Not the important one, apparently. Right.
Don't even say Daniel.
Nope. I think it was Billy. It was Billy, and my neighbor across the street was one of the resident assistants, and he used to, like, pull the fire alarm all the time, get drunk with his wrestling buddies and pull the fire alarm. She was not a fan. But Oprah had yada, 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 lots of inspiring words during her commencement speech.
That's not very nice to her.
Yeah. Oprah inspired some people.
At one point, I think she was just trying to, like, make it to however long they said, like, Oprah, you need to talk for 30 minutes. Because she said, eat a good breakfast. It really pays off. Pay your bills on time. Recycle. Make your bed. Really, Oprah? You're just filling time at this point.
And get a bathtub made out of your mold.
Oh, that's good. TV tonight, you have The Voice, the top eight performing live, and Dancing with the Stars down to the final six. You still have Redskins cornerback Josh Norman, Olympic loser Chris Masder, softball player Jenny Finch still in the mix, and then all the rest figure skaters, Mariah, Adam, and Tanya.
Mm.
And music. New music from Shinedown and Lake Street Drive and Leon Bridges all debuted on the album chart. But number one, still Beer Bongs and Bentleys with Post Malone.
Hmm. Until Drenka comes out. And then,
yeah, and then it's...
Sorry, post.
It's all over. That's Entertainment Schmig. It is time now for celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating. You share with Mark Zuckerberg. Because what's going to make you feel about what you've... No better way to make you feel like you haven't accomplished much than celebrating on your birthday with Mark Zuckerberg.
35.
36.
34.
That's
34.
What I was going to say. 34. Mm.
Yeah. He's 34 and he's worth $74.2 billion.
Not bad. Not bad.
How about Miranda Cosgrove? She was in iCarly. She was one of the kids in School of Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And she also voices Margot in the Despicable Me movies.
26.
23.
24.
27.
25. Mm. You were all around it. And then you might think she's old because she's married to David Cross from Arrested Development, but from Joan of Arcadia and Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, Amber Tamblyn.
Ooh.
36.
38.
37.
32.
35.
You were very excited about your 32.
I thought she was younger.
32.
That's the Schmig. More online at 198.com. And Lance Hillebrand now with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Enterprise Bank. It's still
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. A lot of fun stuff coming up that we would love to have you join us at, like Courtney and Company Night at the Ballpark. Talk to somebody on the phone today. They already got their tickets.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, June 12th, with $20, it will get you your ticket. It'll get you a special t-shirt with all of us emojified and some Cardinals emojified as well, and a free drink.
Yeah.
You can get all the details at Y98.com, but if you go to the Cardinals website, just make sure you go to Cardinals.com/theme and look for the special Courtney and Company night.
Yeah. Oh, good. So we know we have two tickets sold.
Two.
Two.
And maybe four two. Other ones I talked to somebody.
Okay.
But we, you know, Tim and Kevin are going to be wearing their short shorts and Lance a kilt.
Yeah.
So you don't want to miss that.
And Courtney will be signing autographs and taking pictures and... What are you charging again? It's like $15.
Yeah, maybe. It just depends what how you ask me. but a bunch of stuff online as well, besides buying your tickets there.
Yeah, Jen mentioned the commencement addresses. You can see those at Y98.com. You can also see how celebrities celebrate Mother's Day. A lot of celebs in their mom photos.
That's just going to make you feel bad about your own Mother's Day.
But I think the most important thing online, besides the Courtney and Company night, is the fake fingernails that look like teeth.
It's the weirdest thing.
It's
Have you
crazy.
Guys seen it yet?
No. I'm going to pull it up right now.
I saw it on Facebook last week, and I just chalked it up to, this isn't happening anywhere.
What? Oh, one of them has a cavity. That's weird. Oh, that's not right.
It's gross.
It's,
I don't like it.
What is the... They look like hooves.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do anything with those fingernails. Finger teeth.
Chew. You can chew with them.
Yeah, they're, I mean, texting. I don't even want to see what your texts look like. Aren't those hideous?
Yeah, they're not right.
All right, Y98.com. You can look at them for yourself and judge. This makes total sense to me, and I never thought about it before. When you eat something spicy, what are you supposed to do?
Drink milk.
When you get a sunburn, what are you supposed to do?
Put aloe on it.
Or?
Milk?
Milk.
What?
Yes.
Like really? Take a milk bath,
if
are you saying?
If you do not have aloe, you know, sometimes you don't. Nick got burnt for the first time in his life when we went to the Dominican Republic. And wow, you would have thought.
Baby.
I mean, it was bad. It was a bad burn.
But he's never had to deal with one
never,
before.
Because he's Mediterranean.
Yeah.
But man, he had never experienced it before. And aloe really didn't do the trick. But if you are at home and you get a bad burn... a cold compress using milk instead of like water. You know, some people put like a wet, cold rag on them.
Oh, you
so you could
it,
maybe even do like an, you could freeze ice or you could freeze milk into freeze ice. Good luck.
Here's, here's the thing about ice, Jen.
You could freeze milk and make like a milk compress.
Yes.
Huh?
Lightly soak a washcloth in milk, or as Kevin calls it, milk. And put it directly on your skin. Or you can use yogurt and spread it on like lotion.
Okay, I will never do any of this, and here's why. Back in my Ludo days, my band Ludo, available on iTunes, we had a song. One of our singles was called Whipped Cream. So in the video, we were all covered in whipped cream. We were having whipped cream fights and all this stuff, and it was real whipped cream. And it's really hard to get whipped cream off of you or out of your clothes.
Smell?
And it's
so
sticky.
We tasted it and smelled it for weeks afterwards. And we had to do like one photo shoot and two video shoots. And every time we'd meet with somebody, they're like, we got this idea. We're going to drench you guys in whipped cream. We're like, absolutely not.
Like sour milk, did it smell like?
Yes, forever. Oh. Like all in, it was like I had whipped cream in my ears and it was so gross. And I had to throw away clothes. Anyway, so none of that sounds appealing to me. I will just burn.
All right, well, for people that want to relieve the feel of a burn, milk. We've got Millennial Monday coming up in about 10 minutes on Y98.
And don't forget your code word for the 12K a day coming at 9:10.
Big giveaway from Y98.
Q-U-I-C-K, quick, is your code word. Text that to 72881. You could win $1,000.
Monday, yes, it's Monday. Millennial Monday.
We do this every Monday. That's why it's called Millennial Monday. And we bring in some people from the building.
There's a lot of them.
They're multiplying.
Crawling with them.
To just ask them some questions about some, because we seem like we get a millennial study every other day.
We do.
So joining us this morning, Desmond and Allie.
Hi,
good
guys.
Hey.
Hi. All right. Morning.
Millennials, how old are you, Desmond?
27.
27. And Allie?
I'm 28.
28.
Okay.
We're going to start with your prom.
Yeah, because your prom was...
not too long ago.
No, not really. And there's a list that came out, prom playlists from this year. The most popular songs, not only current songs... Ed Sheeran's Perfect, by the way, is the most played song at prom this year in terms of current songs. But also, they talk about the classics pre-2000. and Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up is number one.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And then a bunch of 80s songs.
Do you guys know what songs?
Aha, Take On Me.
Mm-hmm.
Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
A classic.
A 70s in there, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, ABBA's Dancing Queen, ABBA, whatever. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time, and then Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
All right, so what was, everybody remembers the song that reminds you of prom. What song reminds you of prom, does?
Or what was your prom theme? Do you remember? Did you go to prom?
I did go to prom. I was actually prom king.
You were? I was subtle, actually
really
prom
subtle.
King.
Yeah.
So, Des, where did you go to high school, by the way?
I went to Hazelwood Central.
Okay, and you were prom king of 19...
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
2009.
Wow. 2009.
I had no idea we had royalty in here.
I know. Are you going to watch the wedding? No. Okay, so you were prom king. Was your girlfriend prom queen?
No.
No. Did you have to dance with the prom queen?
Yes, I did.
Was that uncomfortable?
It was kind of awkward.
Yes.
Okay, so you were so busy being prom king, you don't remember what the theme
Were you surprised
was,
when or? You were named prom king?
I really was, because I was campaigning really just to make prom court. That's really all I wanted.
Uh-huh.
Just
yeah.
To say, hey, I made prom court. And then
they said your name.
It took me by surprise, definitely did.
All right, well, if you think of a song, let us know. Allie?
I just remember, so I went to St. Joe, and I was class of 2008, so I just remember a lot of Usher, a lot of Nelly.
love songs that remind you of prom?
No. I mean, with the whole angel space thing with the Catholic schools,
yeah.
They really didn't encourage the slow dancing vibe. It was, hot and, yep, this one, every time.
Really?
I was going to say, though, going to a Catholic school, were they... Did anyone
version.
Have to worry? But did anyone have to worry about what they wore? Did they make
100%.
You put like a?
I mean, we had
did this, anyone get sent home?
Not sent home, but one girl did have to wear a T-shirt over her dress.
That is awesome. Go ahead. What's her name?
Oh no, I would never.
First name
is too small.
First name.
Katie. Okay. That could be a million people, but you know who you are, Katie.
Yeah, a lot of Katie's at St. Joe, if I remember correctly.
Okay, let's skip forward to commencement, because there are lots of celebrities doing commencement addresses now. Chadwick Boseman and Oprah gave commencement addresses at universities over the weekend. Did you have someone famous at your commencement?
Of college?
Of college, no.
Where'd you go to college, Des?
Southeast Missouri State. I want to say it was the governor at the time of Missouri came and gave our commencement, but at that
you time, can't even remember, really.
I really don't.
He's remember. Like, I was actually valedictorian.
I gave the speech.
Yeah. I said a few words, and
he's so low key about it. I know. What about you, Allie?
I went to Baylor, and I wish it was Chip and Joanna, but it was not. Ken
Waco
Starr.
Joke.
Right. Ken Starr was our president at the time, so he gave a big speech.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So that was a big deal at the time. So, yeah.
Okay, and now we're going to talk about overspending. Fear of missing out is why millennials overspend, the study says. It's because they're trying to keep up with their friends.
Don't you feel like you did that when you were younger, too?
Of course I did. Of course I did. We all did it.
We also, okay, let's talk about how we started in radio. And how much did you make in your first radio job?
$2. Yeah, no.
I made $14,000 a year. It was impossible not to overspend.
I think I made $17.
I was like, how am I living above the poverty line?
But
and look at you now.
Right.
Do you guys, it says that the average.
Now I'm up to 15.
Yeah. Talking to the prom king. Things are okay.
What do you guys think you overspend on out of everything? Is it going out? Is it clothes? Is it.
I think it's more so just going out.
Going out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
This past weekend, especially.
What'd you do this weekend, Des?
I tried to stay home. I really wanted to stay home this weekend, but.
FOMO kicked in.
Right.
Yeah. I got a lot of texts, a lot of calls about, oh, come out. We're going out. Going to have a good time, man.
From your subjects?
You're never going to live this down.
Yeah,
you
I'm
know.
Just jealous, really.
How much did you spend this weekend, Des?
$200 easily.
Yeah, that's
it's way more expensive to go out.
It is.
Did you go out this weekend, Allie?
I did. And it's the same thing. You know, I in my mind I was like, oh, it's gonna be such a low key weekend, and I even set myself up for success. Like it was just a couple's date night kind of deal. But then sometimes in group settings, I feel like everyone like feeds off of each other. Like, oh, let's get another round. Oh, let's
right.
You know, we'll get some extra appetizers, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, my bill was $110 at Schlafly Bottle Works. Like,
right.
What?
Wow.
It was supposed to be like a brewery. Tip. Like, yeah, it was supposed to be like a chill brewery night, and all of a sudden it was like, woo.
You need to find that friend that likes to pick up the tab. Always invite them, even if they're annoying. No, I've got it. And then you have the dinosaur arms. Well, thank you so much to Des and Allie for joining us this morning.
Monday. Yes, it's Monday. Millennial Monday.
Y98, it's Courtney and Company at 9:40, and your code word for the 12K a day giveaway this hour is quick. You have about 20 minutes to text that to 72881, so you can win $1,000 just like Lindsay Christopher of Hillsboro and Ari Hocknadel of St. Louis.
Bonafide or bogus?
There it is. All right. Good old bona fide or bogus. Usually we do, fake news, headlines, stuff that's out there. I read you guys three headlines, and then you guess which ones are bona fide or bogus. I break it all down for you. We're going to do a special version today, though, because here's what's going on. They just did a survey. 25% of parents, we got all these millennial parents now. Mm-hmm. 25% of parents, when they tell old classic fairy tales, they're changing what happens. They're specifically changing the endings to make them less scary, or send a better message, or make them more politically correct.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like the girl needs saving.
I think that you need to be scarred a little bit as a child.
Right.
So you have that to look back on.
Right.
Like, I'm serious.
I agree.
There's those moments where you see a movie and it's like, it'll stay with you. And I know that's not a great message, but it's a story that you have.
I also think that kids are smarter, maybe, or maybe we just hear more about these crazy stories, and you don't really want to tell Hansel and Gretel so that your kids think they can actually shove someone in an oven, because that's a bad idea, and they might do it to their baby brother or sister.
It's not a bad idea if they're going to eat you.
Are there other ones that you guys want to dive into before we start playing the game, just to cover the...
No, you go. Right. You hit, well, how are we playing this, by the way?
I'm going to read the, you know, we're going to talk about the fairy tale as we know it. You guys are going to, you know, confirm that that is in fact it, and maybe we'll see if you're right. Bona fide or bogus.
Okay.
Sound good?
All right.
First up, Sleeping Beauty. A charming prince comes and wakes a princess from her long deep sleep with a kiss.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
bona fide.
No.
No, it's not
bogus.
It is very much bogus now. Because she's asleep, he can't get her consent to kiss her, so she just remains asleep.
But they were in love before. I mean, Aurora like falls in love with him in the woods. Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah. They fall in love.
That doesn't matter, Jim. No, you still need consent and she's asleep.
All right, all right.
That's how this works.
Okay, this is how this works.
Number two, you brought it up a minute ago. Hansel and Gretel, a brother and sister, are left in the woods by their stepmother and then taken prisoner by a cannibalistic witch who intends to eat them. They escape by pushing her into a hot oven, killing her.
Yeah, let me say this. Poor step-parents back in the day got a bad rap, too.
Oh, yeah, the wicked stepmother. Did. You're right.
Yeah. I'm saying that is, that's what it is. That's bona fide.
Well, I already complained, so I
said,
That one's bogus, too. Their stepmother wouldn't just leave them in the woods. She loves them. They have a great relationship. Everything's fine.
Right. And so what's the end? They go back home?
No, that one's kind of a non-starter, because stepmother's not going to just leave them in the woods.
That's right.
Yeah, so they never even meet the cannibalistic witch. And I mean, I didn't say these made for great stories.
Do they ever
find
the house made of candy?
No.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
But then they're not tempted. They're in a loving home. Everything works out really well.
Right?
Not allowed sweets.
This is my favorite one. The three little pigs. You guys know the story. These three pigs, they share a house, and this evil wolf comes and threatens to attack them, and threatens and threatens and threatens, and then finally they trick him into going into the
chimney,
where he falls into boiling water.
Oh, I forgot about that ending.
And dies a painful death.
Yeah, I don't remember that ending.
I just know the huff
and the puff, and I'll blow your house down.
Yeah, three different houses, and the last pig's really smart.
Right. Brick.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I say that's how it is.
No,
I'm afraid that's...
What happened?
That is bogus. They make friends with the wolf. He apologizes for everything, and the pigs give him three participation trophies, one for huffing, one for puffing, and one for blowing houses.
Bonafide or bogus!
The music you hear on Y98 is... T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.